All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. March 26th, the United States, back here in Houston. They will take on Chile. Important match here for us when it comes to 2026 and potentially being a host city, but it's also an important match for a lot of the young talent now that is a part of the U.S. national team system. One of those guys is Matt Miazga, now at Reading, only 23 years of age. Started out with the New York Red Bulls, signed by Chelsea, and then started out on a first loan to Vitesse. Matt, thank you very much for joining us, as always.
Yes, pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about first off 2016-18. At Vitesse, Dutch Eredivisie, what is it most you learned there in those 55 games you played?
I learned a lot, to be fair, on the pitch, obviously, and off the pitch as a person, too. You know, my first real test of, you know, consistent European football. You know, obviously I came to Chelsea at a really young age and was with the first team, but didn't get much playing time. I was kind of trying to, you know, break in. And then obviously went on loan the next season, you know, to get consistent game time and really get that experience in the European level, because at the time I only had only MLS experience. So it was really good for me to, you know, to get consistent football on the European stage. Obviously the Dutch league is a very known league in the world where they develop a lot of players and a lot of attacking talent. So for me, it was good as a defender to play against those attacking players with a lot of, you know, creativity and flair and attacking philosophies, playing football. And obviously playing out of the back, I was able to raise my game and improve with my passing, because in Dutch football, you know, they like to play the total football, building out from the back and playing attacking-based based football. So, like, from that aspect, I definitely did learn a lot.
Matt Miazga joining us here as we talk about his amazing career. United States national team will be in Houston March 26th to take on Chile. You can get your tickets at ussoccer.com, and there's a good bet you will see Matt Miazga on the field that night. So you mentioned playing out of the back, and that's always one of the issues with center backs is, yeah, you got to be a ball winner. Yeah, you got to be positionally sound. Yeah, you got to be a part of a back four or back three. But, you know, when you break plays up, you got to be useful with it. And I know that's one thing you hear the new U.S. manager, Greg Berhalter, talk a lot about, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, first and foremost, don't get me wrong, the most important thing is, you know, sticking to your task defensively and, like you said, being a ball winner and helping the team keep clean sheets. But as well as, you know, adding that extra element to the game and helping your team, you know, start plays from the back, build out, you know, make those passes between lines to kind of, you know, disorganize the opponents and attack and create chances towards the goal.
Then it's on to Nantes in France. So what's kind of the differences in your mind with French Ligue 1 and the Dutch Eredivisie?
Yeah, I would say Ligue 1 was a bit faster paced, you know, as well. A lot of attacking talent in Ligue 1, play against a lot of great players, you know, good experiences, big stadiums, great atmospheres, and obviously the pace was a bit faster than Eredivisie, and I enjoyed my time there as well. I learned a lot, obviously started off very well. Personally, obviously towards the end, it is what it is. I didn't come to full fruition, but, you know, I'm happy with my time there, and I learned a lot, and I can take it forward with my career.
Yeah, I'm thinking in a short amount of time, and listen, this is not an easy life here. This is an incredibly competitive life. Can you touch on that, because I know a lot of kids listen to the show as well, and, you know, they see the glamour, they see the crisp uniforms, they see the trappings of success, per se. I don't think they understand the pressures that go along with this. Certain things can happen that are misconstrued. You've had those types of situations at Nantes. Explain to them how this thing encapsulates much more than just making sure that you're training good every day.
Yeah, of course. There's always little things that off the pitch that build into, you know, your confidence and your performances on the pitch, and, you know, making sure your whole focus is on the pitch. Obviously, every aspect has its difficulties, but, you know, there's a lot of different aspects in the realm of professional football where, you know, moving to a different country, adapting, learning the new language, trying to, you know, become, you know, closer with your teammates, creating those bonds, and then learning the new coaches, the coach's philosophies and his tactics and his expectations of you. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And obviously sometimes, you know, you don't understand certain things that happen when you're not playing. You think you're playing well, and for some odd reason, you know, you're not getting the minutes you think you deserve. And you have to be able to continue to plug along, to stay professional, to keep pushing yourself along, to keep doing extra work to improve. And those little things come a long way. And obviously, you know, for the future, those things are very helpful for you to to continue to build on your career. And, you know, I think sometimes you go through ups and downs, but I think with the downs you and the difficulties and the obstacles that, you know, you get as a professional, you can, you know, learn a lot about yourself on bouncing back and working through them and making yourself better for the next next challenge and the next day, because that's all that matters. It's about continuing to work on yourself and getting getting better from difficulties and challenges.
Well, your career seems to be falling into a great place because, you know, you jumped all these levels at the U.S. International level. You know, you went from under 14 all the way up to the full national team. You've played in a variety of different leagues after doing so well in Major League Soccer and getting signed by Chelsea. And it seems like you're getting these different flavors of different leagues. That said, at some point, you really want to stick somewhere. Where do you think that would ultimately be? And what is your goal? Where do you stick your flag in the ground and say, you know, this is where I want to be in 2 years?
Every player, every person has their own journey in their life and in their career. Obviously, mine has given me a lot of different opportunities and experiences, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to continue, you know, to build and build. Obviously, I'm here in England now, and I'm owned technically by Chelsea, and I'm on loan at Reading. So, you know, my ideal goal is to, you know, stay in England, stay, hopefully be a Premier League player and continue to build. Obviously, I know I have to continue to work, continue to stay focused and perfect my game. And hopefully I can continue, like I said, to keep working to achieve my goals. You know, I have my goals that I want to achieve, and I'm going to continue to give it my all to make those goals, reach those goals and make it happen. So, you know, that's the plan, is obviously to stay in England. You know, I feel like in England is the best league in the world, best supporters, best fans. So, you know, I want to continue to work here, do well. Obviously, my main task right now is to do well here at Reading and help the club. And I'm just focused on that. I'm focused on getting better every day to achieve my goals for this season.
Matt Miazga joining us now, currently at Reading, U.S. National Team center back. United States will be in Houston March 26th, ussoccer.com, to get tickets for that game against Chile. Okay, again, so my big thing here is, as I look at your dossier here, you know, Vitesse, Eredivisie, Nantes, Ligue 1, and then Reading. Now, very, very differing leagues, and you would say there's differences with Major League Soccer. When it comes to your managers in all these leagues, whatever team it was, it could have been Vitesse, Nantes, Reading, it could have been the Red Bulls, could have been Chelsea.
Yeah.
Is there anything that really separates or is very differing from any of those managers that they wanted out of you specifically as a center back?
No, like you said, every coach has their own ideas and their own philosophies and their own tactics that they and their own visions of football, you know. So for me, obviously, getting little things from every coach, I've been able to add to my game and play in different styles and things of that nature. Recently, I've played under a coach, a Portuguese manager at Nantes in the beginning, and now a Portuguese manager here at Reading. And, you know, I really like their styles of play where, you know, they emphasize possession-based football, building out the back, switching the field, constantly switching the field to drag the opponents in and then switch the field and attack the other space and things of that nature. Obviously, defensively as well, you know, they demand a lot because when you have possession of the ball and you're higher up the pitch, you need to be aware. You need to understand, you know, to be organized, res defense and things of that nature. You know, I can go on and on of every manager I've had and what they wanted and what I learned from it, but we'd be here all day because I can talk about these things a lot. But I'll give you a quick snippet of, you know, the two recent Portuguese managers that I've worked under. And obviously, every manager so far, like I said, has given me, you know, little parts of their visions and their ideas and what they want, you know, and I can use that to make me better as well. So I'm learning a lot under these new all these new different systems that I've been playing under these past few years.
Your manager at Reading is Jose Manuel Gomez. You described in an article that I read that there is a level of chaos in the championship. And we always hear these stories about, hey, it's harder to play in the championship than it is in the Premier League because of some of the chaos, and maybe it's controlled chaos that occurs there. What have been the challenges of adjusting to playing with Reading in the championship?
Yeah, you know, I came in, obviously, just recently in the January window, and, mm-hmm. and they also just recently had the manager a little bit before me, and he made a new playing style with the team. So it's more so us, you know, continuing to follow the ideas and to get better with this new philosophy of play. And obviously, that's, like I said before in interviews, that it's attacking-based football, and it's a lot of, you know, passing and playing out and spreading the field and being very expansive. And obviously in the championship, you know, a lot of teams are very direct, very chaotic, want to go to the goal as soon as possible. So it's kind of, you know, managing offensively your build-up and everything, and then the transition to defensively. If you lose it, you know, automatically getting organized and being ready for the attack of the opponent and their counterattack. So, yeah, I can describe the championship as obviously a very fast-paced league, intense, and you can't really take a break. There's constantly some type of action going on, a lot of battles and aerial duels, but it's something that I enjoy and I like, and I'm going to continue to make sure I give it my best to continue to work and like I said, you know, take it game by game and garner wins and move up the table.
What's the most difficult type of striker that you have to come up against?
That's a good question. Every striker, like I said, poses his own threat. Everyone's different. Every striker has their own qualities and strengths. You know, for me, I respect every striker. I know they all obviously are professionals for a reason and can do damaging and do well. And for me, it's just about, you know, in the week leading up to it, you know, knowing about their style of play, knowing the striker's weaknesses and strengths, you know, playing to know that when he gets the ball, I know how to defend it, so on and so forth. But then the day doesn't really matter. The most important thing is making sure you're focused, you're confident. And if you have those traits and your mentality strong, you got to go out on the field and make sure that no one's going to take anything from you, and you're going to make sure you do your job, and that's the most important thing. That's to help your team as well.
How much studying of opponents do you do, like individuals? Like, do you look at their tendencies on tape and just to kind of get an idea of some of the habitual things they do?
Yeah, it depends, really. Usually leading up to a game, obviously, our team analyst and the manager, you know, in meetings we have, and this is all the teams I've been through, we have meetings of the analysis of the opponent. And in those meetings, you know, you get a feel for how the other team plays, you know, what they like to do, the players they have. And then that's where the manager, you know, speaks his thoughts, as well as the team analysts and all the assistant coaches, and they tell you. And usually, obviously, I can tell while watching those videos as well. And obviously, when you're on TV at home and you watch games from the league that you play in, you kind of get a feel for how teams play and certain players and all that kind of stuff. So, I think I would say leading up to the game, you kind of get a feel for everything and understand it all.
He's Matt Miazga, U.S. International, currently at Reading. How much of that is put upon you yourself? In other words, you know, I watch training of MLS teams here, you know, when I'm doing my work, and I see a lot of young guys head to the locker room and take off. I see other guys stay out there, do extra training. Mm-hmm. How much at this level now that you've gotten to, is it about going beyond what the coaches do for you and doing your own sort of homework and additional things in addition to what they're telling you?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. You know, if you want to be the best you can be, you know, you want to reach the next level, you want to play at the highest level, I believe you have to do things that others aren't willing to do, and things at the end of the day that you think will benefit you. Because at the end of the day, it's all in your head and the mentality that you have. Just consistently, you know, finding different ways to get better, if that's analyzing video, watching football matches, you know, stretching, nutrition, rest, sleep, weightlifting, repetition. And like I said I believe that, you know, through hard work, dedication, and continuing to, you know, repeat exercises and different things that you're weak on, working on weaknesses to make them strengths, will make you a better player. Because at the end of the day, it's, you know, say you can't, for a little example of you can't juggle with your left foot, or you have a difficulty playing a left-footed long ball on a precise dime, I would say, a precise pass over a length of 40 yards, right? In the beginning, you know, out of one or two times out of 10, you'll hit a good one. But the other eight times, nine times, you won't. This happened to me before. If I continue to work on it day by day, don't get frustrated. Just take it into stride, consistently get better and better. And over time, before you know it, you'll be hitting 8 out of 9, 10 perfect long balls. And then, you know, you gain your confidence, and then you can take it into games and things like of that nature, and showcase your abilities. So I believe that, you know, repetition and hard work and little details that you can improve on your game, off the pitch as well, and even on the pitch after training, there's a little extra things, little extra hours. It doesn't have to be hours, just little minutes. You can get better and reach the next level. So I strongly do believe in that.
Matt, listen, thank you so much for coming on the program. We look forward to hopefully seeing you here in Houston, Texas, when the U.S. national team takes on Chile on March 26th. Tickets at ussoccer.com. come out, come and see some of the great young American talent like Matt Miazga, currently at Reading and in a real promotion relegation battle right now. So he's right in the thick of it, and he was gracious enough to give us some time here tonight. Thank you so much, Matt.
Perfect. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Matt Miazga. What a tremendous story that is. We appreciate Matt being on. Hey, the place to be in Edo is Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium, 13 monitors, all your soccer watching desires. The rooftop deck, spectacular. Great view of the stadium, British and Indian pub style cuisine. And by the way, next Wednesday, we go live down there at Kings Court as we prepare for the Dynamo opener in Major League Soccer on March 2nd against Real Salt Lake. Okay, so I'm reminding you again, live, Kings Court, next Wednesday. Also, a big thank to Advantage BMW. My friends down at Advantage BMW, these guys are the best. Get down there, talk to Philip, talk to Justin. They love soccer. I have a BMW, driven one for years. I've leased and owned from them. The thing I love about Advantage BMW, obviously the vehicle, but the customer service is second to none. Advantage BMW Midtown will cover you with sales, service, finance. We did a live show down there a couple months back. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. We'll take a break. More to come.